That's right. It's that time on a Friday again where we bring you What's on Tap with Rob from Laguna Beach Beer Company. How are you, man?
Fantastic.
Good. You're looking well.
Looking well. Yeah. Feeling well. Got some great beer today.
Dude, there's nothing better. Every Friday at about 12 o'clock, we taste beer live in our studio. We talk about our friends and our partners over at Laguna Beach Beer Company, the coolest spot in town. And we learn a little bit about what's going on with them. So why don't we start with that? What's the latest over there?
The latest? Beer-wise, we have our Main Tower Pilsner. It's been a drought without it.
It's
crisp, refreshing, yeah. That dry, approachable lager that is just so phenomenal. Like, it's kind of the beer you can have every day.
Cool.
Every day. And so we're all excited.
So where has it been?
It takes about 2 months.
Okay.
The lagering process extends the life of the fermentation and
yeah.
It just takes longer. So when we ran out, we hadn't actually had it brewed. Systems were down, but we are back up and running. Pilsner's back.
Nice.
Sun is out today, Friday.
In good spirits.
Yes.
any upcoming events or
we do.
Things to highlight?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody out there. We've got some stuff to keep you busy this weekend. From food specials in Laguna being ceviche running all weekend, shrimp and red snapper.
Nice.
We've got a Capresa style flatbread and rancho. We have NBA finals on TV.
Oh, that's right.
On Saturday, Bucks versus Raptors. We have our Monday night rides, bikes and brews. We partnered with Troy Lee in Laguna.
Cool.
And go out and ride from there at 6 o'clock on Mondays, every Monday, and come back for Listen Up. $5 beer and bratwurst.
Oh, the bratwurst.
Yes.
Wait, so you drink the beer after you ride the bike?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. It's recovery. It's a little R&R.
Just double check.
Yes. but have some fun with them. All skill levels welcome. And if you're not a meat eater, you can get mac and cheese and a beer for $5. So try to find a better deal in town on a Monday night.
So the beer and the brat for $5?
Yes.
That's insane.
Kind of stupid, right?
It is kind of stupid.
Yeah.
We
are insane.
I remember like an old Jack in the Box commercial where they're like, yes, we don't make money on this.
Yes.
And it was like 26 tacos for 90 cents. This is similar.
I think we had contests in high school who could eat that many.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And then the guy was sick.
Yeah, the profit margin on that's got to be pretty slim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so thank you.
But come and hang out. It's for the community. It's local to us. And
do you have to ride in order to imbibe on the special?
Riders only.
All right.
And follow that up with Tuesday. So if you didn't have a busy weekend, come out Tuesday nights for trivia.
Okay.
Tyler, we miss you.
I know. I miss myself out there.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I'm a little afraid.
Okay.
Because now it's gotten really popular and there's a whole bunch of people there. You know, I went in the early stages and won 4 times.
Right.
My claim to fame. But there are only like 4 other teams there at the time.
Yes.
So I'm worried I'm going to lose my undefeated crown if I show up. That's why I haven't gone.
Yeah. And we've been making the questions harder. So you've got some
harder?
Kind of,
they were already pretty hard.
Yeah. I was actually hosting last week and I had to change it up a little bit. I went general questions, so they're all over the place from history, geography, music. One of them was, who is Stephanie Joanne Angelini Germanotta?
I know that answer. It's Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
See? I should
have been there. So I had some other fun ones, like this one actually stumped me, and this was a giveaway that night, but what insect can indicate the temperature outside in Fahrenheit?
Wow. I'm going to go with a grasshopper.
Cricket. Very close.
I was close.
And you know how they tell what temperature it is? So if you count 15 seconds and how many chirps are in that 15 seconds, add 37. That's what temperature is at.
You got to be kidding me.
I'm not joking.
That's ridiculous.
It is. So you come down and you're going to learn some really cool stuff.
That's actually really interesting. Yeah.
So if I make them hard, it's because you're going to really learn something.
Well, the things you learn on What's on Tap. Again, Rob's in studio from Laguna Beach Beer Company. Let's crack that baby open,
Let's
dude.
Let's do it.
Let me cut the music. The weekly beer crack. Mm. With very limited mess this week.
Yes.
Good job, Rob.
Hey, practice makes perfect.
All right, so tell us while you're pouring one more time what we're drinking today.
This is our Main Tower Pilsner. So it is a 5.1% alcohol beer, not very bitter, nice and crisp. This is your, again, Pilsner, and a little drier style. Different hops and different brewing process. So you don't get a lot of the bitter IPA. So this is just like, you know, your common Pilsner style that like your Coors or Stella Artois, those kinds of things.
Right. What defines a Pilsner, which is like an Eastern European style of beer originally?
Correct. Yeah. Bavarian or German. So, you know, Heineken and Beck's and those kinds of things are pilsners. They're cold fermented versus an ale, which is a little bit warmer fermentation process. These do take longer to produce than an ale. And this kind of beer, you can't hide anything. It is very, very, it's very, very, needs to be a clean style, excuse me. You don't add a bunch of hops to potentially divert you from a potentially bad tasting beer. This beer has to be made with clean, great, and immaculate brewing processes. But again, you can taste why. It's just that refreshing.
No, it's perfect. Like, you're right. It's totally refreshing, and we did need it for the summer season. Is this one of your flagship ones since it's named Main Tower?
That is correct.
That's a big statement.
One of our core beers.
Right on. Did you have, was this like early on, like from the very beginning almost?
We've always had this one. But again, if we're not on it or systems go down and we get behind.
It's got a cool sketch of the lifeguard tower on there. Who does the art for that?
This one actually, founder Brent Renard, his wife, Heather.
No way.
Did a lot of the artwork and the original artwork for all of our tap handles. So if you've seen our original tap handles around town, there was the Greeter's Ale, the Main Tower, the Canyon Red, and the Thousand Steps IPA. So some of that artwork has been seen in the tap rooms in either location, but she did this can, killer shot of Main Tower over Main Beach.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And we get a lot of compliments on it. And all of her shots are taken from like a boat's perspective.
Okay.
She does all the Laguna Beaches. She's done 10th Street and Table Rock. And
you have some of those for sale in the brewery too, right?
They were. Yeah. Currently, we have Mike Kirshner and Chris from Coyote Woodwork up on the walls in Laguna.
Yeah.
And a gentleman named Thomas out in Rancho. He does some really cool black and white photography. Also, very, very cool spot out there. So,
I do want to give another shout out to the Bourbon Marzen, which I had two of yesterday. Thank you, Rob. We had a meeting at Laguna Beach Beer Company, which is obviously where you go.
Oh, thank you.
It beats the library.
Yeah.
And, dude, two of those, I went to my stepdaughter's open house after that.
Okay.
And
very friendly guy at that.
I was extremely friendly.
Yeah.
I was very likable. A real hit.
How about the teachers?
So, the teachers were like, who is this guy?
Makes sense.
So thank you for the two bourbon beers.
Absolutely. Love to have you in the chamber down there anytime. Such a cool community.
Yeah, we're working on partnering for our next big event, which will be the Taste of Laguna Food and Music Festival, and details will follow for that in about a week and a half.
Fantastic.
And we're glad to have Laguna Beach Beer Company on board for that. So, every Friday, What's on Tap with me and Rob and Drinking Beer today, the Main Tower Pils, which is back and available at our Laguna location.
Yahoo.
Anything else?
We have one year anniversary coming up, June 6th.
My God.
Yeah,
time flies.
It's flying by, right? So we opened actually Memorial Day weekend last year, but had a party in June. So we're lighting it up again with Sly Dog. He's playing music. He did the label for a special barrel-aged beer we have coming out. It's a Saison aged in Bordeaux.
What?
Yeah.
And so
his art on the walls, and Purple Corduroy is releasing their Blonde Siren. So party again, June 6th.
Is that a new Purple Corduroy wine?
Yes.
Nice.
It's their new vintage. It's a Sauvignon Blanc they've done before, but a new vintage.
So rootsy.
So come and hang out with us.
I love it.
Thursday Art Walk, June 6th.
Okay, I will 100% be there for that.
Please.
All right, Rob, what's on tap every Friday? We'll catch you next week, bud.
Cheers.